The Akatan is no longer in immediate danger of sinking. That's according to officials with the U.S. Coast Guard, which organized a slew of agencies to stabilize the listing vessel and remove pollutants over the weekend. Petty Officer Meredith Manning says the unified command came together to stop the boat from spilling fuel, oil, and other chemicals into Unalaska's Captain's Bay.
They were just worried about with the condition of the vessel and how much stuff was on the vessel that it had the potential to sink. So removing that product improved the stability of the vessel and was able to correct some of that listing.
About 8,000 gallons of polluted liquid have been removed so far, but no one's sure how much is left on the vessel. The Akatan can carry as much as 30,000 gallons of fuel, but it wasn't full when it arrived in Dutch Harbor for repairs, following a disastrous salmon season in Bristol Bay. Until all pollutants are removed, responders won't be able to assess the Akatan's seaworthiness or make any long-term plans for the vessel. It's unclear if owners will take responsibility for it. On top of that, the boat's electrical system also failed this weekend, resulting in a toxic buildup of ammonia gas from the refrigeration unit. Jeff Merrill of the Alaska Department of Conservation says responders repaired the system, reduced gas to a safe level, and restarted refrigeration. Besides problems posed by toxic gas, Merrill says keeping the freezers online is important to head off another issue. The Akatan is still carrying 130,000 pounds of frozen Bristol Bay sockeye. For now, though, he says the fish are fine.
Yes, we did have an ammonia refrigeration system leak, and the reports I have is the fish have and continue to remain frozen. So from our perspective, there has been no impact to the saleability of the fish, but who the fish is sold to and where is not within my purview.
Although Unalaska is the most productive fishing port in the nation, none of its three seafood plants process or sell salmon. While there are no answers yet about the Akatan's ultimate fate, the response work is encouraging, according to Unalaska's deputy port director, Scott Brown.
There is no end date. We're just kind of taking each step of the process as it goes. Certainly the crews and the people involved in the project so far have got the ship stabilized. From when it got here to where we are now, we're in a little bit more comfortable spot.
Environmental conservation officials say they are concerned about the risk the Akatan poses to seabirds and marine mammals, but there hasn't been any harm to the ecosystem yet. Responders are continuing to monitor the situation and remove pollutants. In Unalaska, I'm Barrett Wilbur.